This is KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by M-Prize Bank. My name is Jarrett Sutton. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Jeff Hawkins. Jeff, before we get started about, you know, talking about Kansas and everything going on in college basketball, we do want to give our thoughts and prayers to those in Kansas City following the events that transpired a few days back in Kansas City at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Just want to lift up our thoughts and prayers to all those impacted, affected, the victims and their families as we start the podcast tonight. So with that being said, we'll talk about something hopefully to take our minds off of that, and that is college basketball. It's February 15th, Jeff. I love this time of year. Football's done. You know, it's completed and it's hoops now. This is an exciting time, and it's a stretch run here that we're getting ready to go down.
Yeah. And again, my heart goes out to all the families, friends, loved ones affected by that horrific tragedy that went on yesterday at the parade. My thoughts will definitely be with them, and my thoughts and concerns. But again, yeah, you know, each week that we go, Jared, excuse me, we get a little bit closer to March Madness, when things really start to amp up. And you can see most teams right now are in the thick of their conference season. And, you know, some teams are figuring out where they're going to stand out. It's getting real, real dicey right now, because it's a lot of scenarios that could happen right now. Coaches know it, players know it, analysts know it. And this is just a fun time right now, because this is when you see a lot of the coaches right now. Their rotations are set. You kind of pretty much know what you're going to get out of their teams now. Is just, you know, comes up to these coaches being able to put themselves in that magician act where, you know, they can do some creative things out of timeouts and just to mix up the offense and defensive. So this is a fun time to be watching basketball right now.
No question. We talk about Kansas. You know, lots been made of the road woes right now for Kansas. You go back and just kind of look at the last month. You know, they lost at West Virginia. That was a really good game, battle to the end. They lost at Iowa State, close game, game that they had opportunities in. They took care of business at home, had a 10-point lead at Kansas State. Unfortunately, lost that game in overtime, highly competitive game. Couldn't close that one out. And then just went to Lubbock at Texas Tech, and I think one of the worst losses Bill Self has had in league play, if I remember right. And look, no Kevin McCuller. He's banged up. I still think that's probably the right decision long term to make sure, you know, a potential All-American and one of your best players is fully healthy. You don't want Kevin to, you know, get out on the floor and make that injury any worse, especially when it's a knee. So Kansas is doing the right thing, taking care of that. It's a little, I'm sure, frustrating for Kevin, too, to not play in a game at Texas Tech, right? A game that he probably had circled, you know. So there's a lot to dive into, but I did want to kind of just get your overall impressions of just what you're seeing. You know, games at home, you want to take care of your home court. It is a home court advantage. Anybody at home, that's always going to be the goal, is to take care of your home floor. But you also, you know, got to go on the road. You got to steal games. Kansas usually does that. And the Texas Tech one, obviously the most concerning, just because how they got beat. It was an ugly night. Coach Self even elaborated on, you know, he wouldn't even have had a best player of the game. It was kind of a bad night all around, all things considered, and they lose by 29. So, and that's just, you know, unlike Kansas, unlike a Bill Self team. So I'll just open it up to you, just kind of your impressions of kind of what you're seeing and, you know, what's taking place right now for Kansas on the road.
Yeah. When you speak in terms of the road, it's been a journey. It's been a tough journey for them, and it's something that, you know, right now they're still trying to figure out. They haven't come up with a win in conference play on the road, but they figured it out at home. So this is a team right now that's really trying to you know, dig deep and search deep within their soul to figure out how they can mentally get prepared for these road games, because if you know a Coach Self team, obviously you do have to take care of, you know, when you're at home, you got to make sure you take care of business at home. But when you're on the road, that's most important, especially if you talk about winning conference titles and setting yourself up for a great momentum tick to get ready for the NCAA tournament. And right now, this is an area where they're struggling at right now. And this is not what, you know, fans have seen in the past. You know, this is a team that normally when you see them on the road, you know, they're going to be able to come up with the win. They will have some guys, you know, get them every now and then and storm a court. But, you know, to not be successful at all on the road, that's, you know, not really a traditional Bill Self team. And again, with no McCuller, you know, that helps out as well, too, when you play a role into that with some of the momentum and, you know, how he could have been feeling during those times. But at the end of the day, KU, they know there's no time to point the fingers or make excuses when you know you have bodies. And they have bodies, and it's just a mindset of, you know, who's willing to step up in those times. And, you know, you got to be tough. Coach Self talks about toughness. You got to be tough. It's easy to play at home. It is. You got everybody on your side. Even when, you know, you foul, the ref calls it, the fans are going to boo them. You got everybody on your side. But when you go on the road, no one's on your side but the family members that may have traveled with you and the team. So you got to have toughness. And right now I think they're really searching for that deep down toughness. And it's going to be interesting to see how they play out the stretch when right now it's time for that heavy adjustment time for coaches.
Yeah, and you look at some of those the road losses, especially with Kevin in the lineup, those are close down to the wire games that can go either direction. No Kevin in the Texas Tech game, and then just not a good shooting night all around. You know, you don't see a 2-for-12 from Hunter Dickinson too often. You know, he struggled to get to the free throw line a lot. Johnny Furphy played pretty well considering he's coming off an illness. He continues to play well. He had 13-7 at Tech. That's a positive.
Yeah.
You don't expect a player in Darian Williams from Texas Tech to pitch a perfect game. Yes. I think that probably is going to stick in the crawl of Bill Self more than anything coming out of this game. And give Darian Williams credit. He had some big shots and he was great, but 30-11, 12-for-12 from the field and 4-for-4 from three, hit a couple free throws. I don't think that'll sit well with Coach Self. I don't think it'll sit well with this team either. And there's some motivating factors I think about here, Jeff, just because I don't think it's the worst thing for Kansas that Kevin McCullough's not playing right now, because I think from a coaching standpoint, that's always an opportunity, right? That's always the message of someone to step up. Nick Timberlake had a solid game against Baylor, and that was a great win for Kansas without Kevin McCullough at home. I know it's home, they're going to take care of home court. That's tough. I mean, that's a tough win because you don't have your best player. Baylor's very good and very talented. And then Nick Timberlake has 13 against Texas Tech. And I think that's a good night. He's, you know, had a really good shooting night, was 5-7 from the field. You'll take that. And hopefully that just builds confidence.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, when Kevin comes back, you have that piece off the bench that could really help you.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm glad that you gave Timberlake a little love, because I think this is going to be huge for him down the stretch, too. Obviously, with no McCullough, having him in the lineup now, playing big minutes, having the opportunity to make those mistakes and know, hey, coach needs me, I'm going to go back in. You know, I think that helps out with his confidence as well, too, and allows him to gain confidence and, you know, be able to play free. And, you know, he did well against Baylor. You know, I think that was kind of more of a coming out party for him. Was able to hit two threes in that game because he just hasn't been able to make those mistakes and play through those. And, you know, most of the time when he makes mistakes is, hey, give those minutes to McCullough or spread them out between the rest. And for him to be able to, you know, come up big and, you know, score 8 points, I think that was really huge. And then to come against Tech, and although they did get blown out, and to go shoot 50% from three, and end up with 13 points and get him a little bit more active on the defensive boards. I think that was a big sign for him as well, too, which is going to, you know, I think that's what's been hurting the Jayhawks is their depth. You know, they don't go really deep. They've been looking for that bench production. So it's going to be interesting to see when McCullough gets back into the lineup, what the Jayhawks are going to look like. And El Marco, you know, El Marco normally doesn't even take a shot. You know, and against Tech, you know, he had 7 points. He attacked the rim. I had no turnover. So I think this is a team that's still, again, figuring it out. They got some young guys, but just give them a little bit more time. And I think Coach Self knows that, you know, he's trying to get these guys ready for the NCAA tournament.
We'll take a quick break, but before we do that, we did want to tell you about Home Field Apparel. Home Field is committed to creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed apparel with vintage college design. Home Field has a growing collection of over 150 plus colleges to choose from, including your favorite teams, unique logos, mascots, and iconic moments to create thoughtfully designed apparel. Shop your latest team's apparel, head to homefield.homefieldapparel.com, use the promo code KCSN23 for 15% off your first order.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. KCSN.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Border War Podcast here on the Kansas City Sports Network. We are presented by Emprise Bank. My name is Jarrett Sutton. I'm joined by Jeff Hawkins. And Jeff, we were just talking about the loss for Kansas at Texas Tech. One guy, again, I want to circle that. Rare to see KJ Adams go 1-for-10. That is not going to happen a lot. He's been so efficient for Kansas. Didn't really feel like he got in any sort of rhythm. It's the first game, I feel like, all year where KJ just hasn't been able to. And I think some of that's Texas Tech. I think some of that's just kind of an off night. But really, when you're your forwards and Hunter and KJ combined to go, you know, 3-for-22. That's Kansas' bread and butter this year, you know, especially when Kevin's out. So I think that, to me, is something that I think Coach Self and the staff will look at is, you know, how do we make things maybe a little bit easier? Kevin's out to establish both Hunter and KJ, something I thought Kansas did a great job of in the Baylor game. I really think it took some pressure off the guards. Juwan was great in the game against Baylor, but KJ 1-for-10, anything you draw from that? I just felt like that was such a rarity to see him have a game like that where he struggled.
Yeah, and again, I just think the whole magnitude, you know, both of those guys struggling, and you got to give credit to Texas Tech's defense because, I mean, they got after it on the defensive end, which led to their, you know, which led to their confidence on the offensive end. But I just think it's one of those games for, you know, like you said, rarely you know, I have to see more games like this of KJ to, you know, start seeing if this is more of a trend. You know, every player has that game where, you know, they just don't hit close to what they normally do. And I think everybody is entitled to a game or a few like that. But the biggest thing is, you know, seeing how KJ is going to bounce back from this. I think all of those guys were just a step slow and just almost it felt a bit overwhelmed with the situation and the atmosphere when normally they're not. And it's like they knew Kevin McCullough wasn't playing when you want the players to know. I mean, they obviously recognize a player's not playing, but you don't want them to focus on that a lot and, you know, keep that in their mind. And that's kind of what it seemed like. So I would expect KJ and Hunter to have a much more polished game, and they'll be locked in. Sometimes the ball bounces your way and sometimes it doesn't. So that's kind of, for me watching KJ, that's kind of what I'm going to stick to until he proves me a little otherwise.
No question. So the nice thing is I think there's something to this. I remember being in these moments where you have a late Saturday night or, you know, late evening Saturday game. You got to turn around and play on Monday, and you go from home to road. So you're on a travel day on Sunday. There's no excuse, like you said, but there is something to that a little bit, because you can come out flat in those type of games. It's you try to get your energy up, and you know, sometimes that can get you, especially in February. I don't know what it is, but I always remember like that Saturday to Monday turnaround in February. I just felt like we always came out flat. So it's just something it was in the back of my mind and watched that game. Kansas has some time off here, so that's good. Hopefully Kevin's, you know, ready to go and fully healthy. Kansas goes to Norman, goes and plays at Oklahoma this coming Saturday. They beat Oklahoma in Allen Fieldhouse the first time around. Oklahoma's coming off a pretty big thumping to Baylor, lost by 17 at Baylor two nights ago on Tuesday. And a game, well, really, they didn't play all that well, and Baylor really took it to them. A lot of the main players for Oklahoma really didn't have much of a game. Milo Suzan, McCollum, Owe, Jalen Moore, they didn't play well. So, you know, they're going to be itching to come back home against Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a pretty pivotal game in the sense that Oklahoma's 6-6 in league play. They're 18-7 overall. They need this win.
Yeah.
And I mean, not to say every win, every team needs, don't get me wrong, but I just look and it's mid-February and, you know, this, we knew the Big 12 was going to beat up on each other, and we know there's going to be a lot of teams getting in the tournament, but you want to continue to stay afloat too. And I feel like Oklahoma's like on this like teetering point where it's a huge game for them at home. It's also a big game for Kansas too, to really right the ship and show that they can win a road game. So I'm interested in this matchup. I still think it benefits Kansas because of the size. This is kind of similar to what Kansas did against Houston, where, again, I go back to Hunter and KJ. I think it's a game where they could really have a big impact. And we'll see, you know, hopefully Kevin comes back to full long Kevin McCullough. But I think this is a game that it's a good game and a good matchup, I think, for Kansas on the road at Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think so as well. I agree with you. And it's going to be a good test. You know, they're trying to, you know, get that big monkey off their back. And there's a lot at stake for like you said, both teams. You know, Oklahoma with six losses, they're looking at it like, hey, they beat us up at their place. They're coming back. They're struggling a little bit on the road right now. Let's give them the same amount of losses as we have right now, and let's continue to move forward. So I think there's a lot at stake in this game. But again, I just think the size with Hunter and Adams, you know, when they played them at home, they poured in 40 points. Now, if they struggle like they did against Tech, I think it's going to be a long night for the Jayhawks. But again, who knows? They might not have a player score 30 points again.
right.
But, you know, but again, Oklahoma does have guys that, you know, they play collectively as a team. You know, they will have four guys in double figures sometimes. So they're going to spread the ball around, and anybody at any point in time has a chance to go off. So it's going to be a good test for I think for those bigs right now. It's a lot of eyes are on Hunter and KJ to figure, you know, to see how they're going to bounce back from this. And, you know, eyes are also going to be looking at El Marco and Timberlake to see if they can continue up this production that this positive production that they've been given since McCullough's out.
No question. Kansas was plus 20 points in the paint against OU. They actually had a good amount. They're plus 9 in fast break points, plus 9 in points off turnovers. And like you said, Hunter and KJ were great. Kevin was also great in that game, even though he didn't shoot it well. I think this is something that, you know, we look at Kansas and just what their strengths are. Like the OU win, that was a game at half. Kansas was only up 1 at half. Then Kansas really put it to them in the second half. Now, granted, it's at home. Again, home court advantage might swing a little bit when you're on the road. But Kansas didn't shoot the ball that well. They were 3 of 15 from 3. But the key was they got to the free throw line a ton, and that was Kevin downhill attacking, playing in transition. To me, Jeff, you lose Kevin for so many things. Obviously, he's such a great player on both ends of the floor. But I think the thing they miss with Kevin is the transition game. Like, Johnny's capable for sure. And Johnny's been, give Johnny credit, I know he's been sick and he's been battling some stuff and playing through it. I just think the McCullough piece of playing with pace and playing in more transition game really helps Kansas. It takes pressure off their offense. And that's, to me, a little bit of not having Kevin. That's a struggle for Kansas right now.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, I think Kevin does a great job. He gets to the line.
Right.
And like you said, that transition game and, you know, some of those times when he's getting to the line, it's off of that transition game when he's so effective attacking the rim or setting another teammate up. But just, you know, having him not in the mix is tough, because you can tell just because he does a little bit of everything. And I think another point where they miss him at is just that on-court leadership. You know, having him on the bench and, you know, still having him present, that's good, you know. But, you know, to have that on court leadership, I mean, that comes second to none. You know, Coach Self is, you know, he has to stay outside of the sidelines, you know, and has to give as much leadership as he can. And he does a great job of that, and a lot of coaches do. But when you have a player that's on that court and can give that same leadership and try to mimic what that head coach is doing, and DeJuan does a good job of that. But I think Kevin puts so much on his shoulders. If this team fails, it puts a lot on, you know, it's his fault. So, and I think, you know, when he's out there on the court, you know, they just miss him. They miss his voice. They miss every little thing about him. And right now they're just trying to figure out, you know, how are they going to play without him? If they really think about it, you know, when he subs out of the game, when he's actually playing there, I mean, you guys are doing it when he's not actually on the court. So it's just, you know, it's just a mindset. And this is a young team that, you know, they're still trying to figure some things out, and I think they will.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's something to be said about just when you have your five starters mm-hmm. that play as many minutes as these five do. And now Marco and Timberlake and, you know, some of these guys that come off the bench, Parker Brown, they might stall you some minutes. But something stood out in the Baylor game. It was a good win for Kansas, but DeJuan had a moment where he got banged up and he fell to the floor the second half, and it didn't look good. DeJuan's tough as nails, you know, like he looked like he was in pain, and he stayed in the game, and he was limping around in dead ball situations, and you never see his emotion. Like he just plays through stuff because he's just naturally, like, he's a dog, you know.
Yes.
But I kept thinking, like, Kevin's tried to play through some things, and then finally they shut him down a little bit. I think Hunter looks fatigued sometimes, where you can tell the physicality and just getting hit constantly. You know, it's starting to wear on him a little bit. That's why I'm glad that Kansas had this break, because they need it. I mean, they need this time to get healthy and get right, because that starting five is just so important to them. They just can't afford to lose one of those guys. All five of them, Johnny, KJ, Hunter, DeJuan, Kevin, like, that's a dynamite starting five, and those guys got to be at full strength towards the second half of the season. It goes back to why I think it was such a good decision to give Kevin some time to get that knee right. But do you draw anything to that? Like, you know how this is, it's kind of the grind of the season right now with what everybody's dealing with.
No, it is. And, you know, I think this is, you know, we've talked about this early in the season, especially when you can't go deep into your bench and, you know, you're playing guys 34, 35, 36 minutes. And when you talk about the Big 12, a conference that is known, I forgot what game it was. It might have been the Tech game, but I forgot who it was. But they were saying, I think it was Fran was saying that, yeah, they're complaining about it's getting too physical. And I'm like, geez, what? It's already physical enough. And they're like, they're going to have to tone it down. Like, I mean, you're in a physical league already. And if you're playing high minutes, all those bangs and bruises, you know, they got to heal too. I mean, you know, they're all human, man. They need that process of recovery as well too. So when you can get minutes from your bench guys and allow those guys to, you know, bring those 36 minutes down to, you know, a strong 31 or 29, you know, over time, you know, that just helps with the overall production of their body. And I think right now the guys are playing a lot of minutes. You talked about DeJuan Harris, they're fighting through stuff. And that's, you know, that's the thing that you have to watch out when you're fighting through those injuries with, you know, no recovery or less recovery. That's sometimes when injuries can happen. But you also alluded to that, you know, they got a good stretch right now where they can just kind of relax, let their bodies heal. They'll get their massages. They'll do all the little things they need to get back ready, get in the training room, do all those little things to get back close. You know this, get back close to 100%. Never 100%.
Yep.
But if they can go from 89 to 93 or 89 to 95, you know, that's going to, you know, be tremendous to their game.
And in the spirit of competition too, like the way Coach Self is built and the way some of these guys like DeJuan, like Kevin, like KJ, like the way they're built is, you know, sometimes Coach Self looks up at the clock or sees where this team's and he has to go right back with Kevin or right back with DeJuan. He probably doesn't want to do it. When he probably wants to give them a spell, but he just can't do it. Like that, you know,
yeah.
And the players are the same way. Like they see it, they want to get back in the game. And you start to feel that, the wear and tear kind of catches up with you.
Yeah.
Especially when you get in the dog days, especially when you're in league play, and especially in February, where every game in Big 12 play, there's no night off in the league. It's a mentally and physically taxing thing that every team's dealing with. Like you said, it's no excuse, but it's what they're dealing with right now. And I feel like I said, we might look back on this come February and look and think, man, Timberlake, man, El Marco,
yeah,
you know, they're getting some of those minutes. Yeah. You know, Jai Murphy's finally healthy. All these guys are healthy, and all of a sudden they're firing on all cylinders. So they got to go to Norman. This is such a big game too because Kansas has Texas at home and BYU at home. So they have two home games before then they go have a big test at Baylor. So that's what's ahead for Kansas. Jeff and I will break it all down as we go through it. It's still such a exciting time, but an important stretch here for Kansas, Jeff. We'll look forward to talking with you all next week. Jeff, thanks again as always.
Hey, you betcha. Rock chat.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all six of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.